Representative O'Rourke, you have addressed your 1998 DWI arrest numerous times during your public career, but not this question. As the Houston Chronicle pointed out recently, a witness said in that accident that you tried to leave the scene of the accident. Did you, and should voters be concerned about this incident?
Yeah. I did not try to leave the scene of the accident, though driving drunk, which I did, is a terrible mistake for which there is no excuse or justification or defense, and I will not try to provide one. I can only tell you that I was able to have a second chance in my life. I was able to start a small business with good friends in El Paso, was able to meet Amy on a blind date before Tinder, raised three amazing kids with her, Ulysses, Molly, and Henry, served my community on the El Paso City Council, and represent 750,000 people from my community in the United States Congress. I've made the most that I could with my second chance and my opportunity. What I do know is that as a white man in this country, there's a privilege that I enjoy that many African-American men and women do not. They do not have that second chance. They're forced to check that box on an employment application form that makes it harder for them to get a job. They're ineligible for the Pell Grants that would allow them to attend SMU or TCU or any institution in this area. And their choices are narrowed, their options are constrained in their lives. Everyone deserves a second chance. And if my experience can contribute to an understanding that allows me to work with Republicans and Democrats alike on real and meaningful criminal justice reform to ensure that everyone is able to live to their full potential and no one's mistake defines them for the rest of their lives, and that will be something good in whatever meaningful way it is that has come out of that terrible decision.